Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Irish property prices have increased by an astonishing 51% since 2020. So if you were a property investor, that would have been a serious return. My next guest has created a way for ordinary retail investors to help fund house construction and get into the property market without having to worry about conveyancing and legal costs and without having to set foot in the properties themselves. Property Bridges is a peer-to-peer investment platform which funds small and medium-sized builders and allows people to invest as little as 500 euros and as much as half a million. So where will all this investing fit into the forthcoming savings and investment accounts? David Jelly is the Chief Executive of Property Bridges and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how the peer-to-peer scheme works.
Yeah, so we set up Property Bridges in 2018. So it's a very easy-to-use online investment platform. So we have almost 3,000 investors now. So investors can log on to propertybridges.com. They can sign up, upload some documents, and after a few minutes, they're ready to invest.
At least 500, but a max of half a million.
Yeah, so we really want to make it open to everyone. Mm-hmm. So we've started at a level that kind of allows a lot of people to invest, that mm-hmm. 500 euro. But kind of what we're finding at the moment is there's a lot of high net worth investors mm-hmm. and a lot of business investors that have started to invest. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we allow people to invest in small construction projects.
But they don't pick the projects. You guys pick the projects.
We pick the projects. Mm. Then we would write a credit paper and we would post that credit paper online. So when investors go on the platform, they can read about the project. So they can select what project they want to invest in. Mm-hmm. So for example, we've just finished a 15-unit scheme in Roscrea. We're just starting a 30-unit scheme in Dingle. Mm-hmm. But we've funded over 1,000 homes since 2018.
Not insignificant.
No. Yeah. And we're growing every year.
And as for the builders, they go onto your site and they see kind of the offers, as it were, say, this is the amount of money we're offering and this is the interest rate. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so the builders, we would have a lot of relationships with builders now since we've been in it 8 years. So mm-hmm. they would typically contact us directly. And the interaction with the builders would be very much more offline than online.
Right.
Because we're dealing with a vast amount of investors, that's typically online. Whereas the builders were maybe
it's
dealing
more face to face.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And you're not dealing with the like of John Sisk. You're dealing with kind of builders, with 50 employees or less?
Yeah, so we're dealing with the small to medium sized builders. So we're funding anything from could be a 1 million euro project to 12 and a half million euro project. Mm. But those are the builders that they're finding it more difficult to get capital. And they're actually building the vast majority of homes in the country. So
they're struggling to get the loans from the traditional banks.
Yeah, so the banks, since the crash, the banks have really pulled back. So there's less of an appetite for the banks to lend. And also the banks they're now hamstrung with regulation. So
and setting aside capital, of course.
Correct, yeah.
Because when I speak to the banks, I say to them, why aren't they lending? And they said, look, we're increasing our lending every single year. They say they are lending, but clearly they aren't. And what are you kind of typically charging in by way of interest?
Yeah, so we would be paying our investors between 7.5% and 8% per annum. Mm-hmm. And then what we're charging the borrowers, we're just charging the market rate. So we're adding a small margin on for ourselves. But that's essentially how peer-to-peer lending started. Yeah. So peer-to-peer lending was born out of frustration that when you had your money sitting on the bank, sitting in the bank, you were getting very little for your savings. Mm-hmm. But when you were borrowing, you were getting charged double digits.
It's always the way, David.
Exactly, yeah.
What have your investors, your retail investors, typically earned over the last few years?
So the average rate has been 7.8%.
Over 8 years.
7.8% per annum.
Considerably more than stuffing it into the bank account.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So we're really trying, there's 160 billion sitting in deposit accounts.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to activate that. So if you're investing with us, it's impact investing. So you're investing in the real economy. Mm-hmm. So every euro that we get, we're on-lending that to small to medium-sized developers. And that's going into building homes. And any returns typically stays within Ireland, within the community. So retail investors then can either reinvest or they can withdraw their money and spend it in their communities.
Okay. Now, I mentioned at the outset the savings and investment accounts that have been touted.
Yeah.
And they'll probably be announced in the autumn, possibly during the budget. Where do you guys fit in with these new SIAs? Because we don't know much about what these SIAs are going to look like.
Yeah, so we're still trying to find out ourselves. So we had a meeting with the Department of Finance a couple of weeks ago to try and get more information on it. So first of all, we're really encouraged by the scheme. So that we've thought for many years that Irish investors were penalised with tax. So it really is a step in the right direction. So we would very much like to be included in that scheme. So we're now regulated by the central bank. So we think it's a real opportunity for the government to allow people like us in the scheme. So it's really benefiting both our investors, small to medium-sized builders, and the community as well. So it's a real opportunity for the government to drive kind of Irish lending and the Irish economy.
Hmm. What if the builders go bust? Because builders do go bust.
Yep, builders go bust. So we have some protections in the way we lend. So whenever we lend, we would take first legal charge security on the development site, and we would only ever lend up to a loan-to-value of 70-75%. So there's always skin in the game from the developer. So since we launched in 2018, we've had over 45,000 investments, and only 500 of those investments have gone wrong. So it's just over 1% of the investments that didn't return the 8%. Now, we managed to recover 92%. So there's downside protection in the fact that we have security over the development site. Mm. So if anything goes wrong, if the developer doesn't perform, we can then put in a receiver, we can sell the site, we can recover a lot of the capital then.
Okay. And it's propertybridges.com, is it?
It is, yeah.
David, best of luck with it. And that is David Jelly, Chief Executive of Property Bridges.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.